This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us this morning on the Trocare College Live Line is Mary Pruski, and we're talking about the Buffalo Diocese and what might happen moving forward after the Vatican granted a suspension of a merger that would have impacted St. Michael's Church on Washington Street in Buffalo. Mary, thanks so much for being with us this morning. I am, from the outside looking in here, I have to admit, a little confused by how this entire thing goes on, because this was determined under canon law, which is outside of the normal legal system we're used to talking about fighting things in a courtroom about here on our show every morning. Can you explain how this appeal was made, who it was made to, and who made this decision?
Good morning, and thanks for the honor of being with you guys. Okay, canon law is a parallel set of laws to civil law, but it's specific only to the Roman Catholic Church. It outlines all the good behavior stuff and the reasons why other actions can be taken, such as a closure. The canon law really means that a diocese should take care of their parishes. If there's a parish in trouble, let's help them and get them back on their feet, or do a temporary merger to help parishes recover and then reopen again. What's happening now in Buffalo, again, canon law based, is we have the diocese closing 60 or more parishes with the claim that that we're losing priests, or there's not enough money, of course, to start working with the pedophile suit. And canon law specifically says you don't close churches for those reasons. Those are temporary reasons. You should be able to solve those problems without affecting parishes. And that's what we're fighting back against, because not only are they closing parishes for those reasons, they're closing parishes that are stable, that are making making and sustaining themselves. Their buildings are in good shape. So the only way we can work back against the diocese for taking these inappropriate or illicit actions is by using the canon law, which belongs to the Catholic Church. We first approached the bishop to say, please reconsider, here's other ideas. And those they closed us off. So the next step is to go to Rome to one of the canon law offices, and you can make your plea there. You have to make it in a certain time frame, because if you miss the window to making your next level appeal, you're dead in the water. So it's very specific, but with the guidance of our St. Joseph's Canon Law Institute, they're helping us making sure we are doing everything possible to win back the parishes that should stay open. Very vibrant parishes, yet they want to close them because we know the property value is something very enticing to the diocese right now.
All right. Well, Mary, this is the first parish. This St. Michael's is the first parish, yes, that appealed to Rome, right, and got an answer that you wanted. Is it the only parish locally that has appealed to Rome?
Oh, Susan, you're so right. We have about 35 parishes with us that are totally ready to follow this process. St. Michael's was notified by decree back in Halloween time that they were going to be merged. So they were ready with us working with our Save Our Buffalo churches and had their documents ready. The bishop, of course, declined anyone's appeal. So they moved up to the dicastery, which is the second level. Every parish is at a different status in the appeal process because it all depends on when that first decree comes. That's the go button that we can start fighting back. So St. Michael's was the first one that, you know, got their decree and had their act together with us and went to Rome. We have several other churches there, but we also have actually a majority of the parishes with us are still waiting to get started because they need that first document from the bishop. Our first parish got a positive response from the dicastery, which is blowing our minds because after getting hit with so many barriers and negatives here in Buffalo, the first one that got there, they said, okay, we need to look this over. This just doesn't feel right. And we're just so glad to hear that there were open hearts and minds that read that appeal.
So, I mean, one of the big questions is, what happens now? I mean, the merger is suspended, but who's the priest? I mean, who? How do you go forward after, you know, these plans have been made to close? You know, it almost seems like a reopening.
It's a temporary stay. I'll give you that. Life goes on as usual at the parishes. We're hoping to keep them as intact as possible, all the masses, all the services that they do, not only for their parishioners, but for the community. So all we can do while Rome does their investigation, they may contact us for questions and answers. They may contact the diocese for, again, their version of what their story is and the claims are. So we wait, we pray, we're helping out other parishes who aren't this far yet. We are a very large group. We meet weekly, and we support each other in this. And that's what's so important, because the diocese seems to be pushing people apart. Close this parish if you're not going to close. We embrace everybody, and we're supporting them. This is free. We are all volunteer, and we are here to help the parish when they come forward with their questions. And they say, we want to get organized, but we don't know how to do it. That's what we're doing for them.
All right, it's Save Our Buffalo Churches. That's the group that you're with. How can people get in touch with you or the group?
Thanks for asking. Yes, saveourbuffalochurches.com is our website. You can email us at saveourbuffalochurches@gmail.com. And there's five of us on the core committee, and one of us will get back to you usually within 24 hours. And then we take it from there and see what their needs are.
Okay. Well, a lot to keep tabs on. Hey, thanks so much, Mary, for joining us this morning. Really appreciate it. Mary Pruski is joining us. She's with Save Our Buffalo Churches, which just won a little bit of a battle here as the Vatican granted a suspension of merger for St. Michael's in Buffalo.